Greater Sudbury, Ont. The Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs will be jumping the boards and hitting the ice once again, as streaming service Crave says it is ordering a second season of Shorzy, a television series shot and set in the Nickel City. A spin-off of Letterkenny, another Sudbury film television series, Shorzy has been billed by Crave as the most-watched Canadian debut in the streaming service's history. Shorzy follows the story of a fictional hockey team, whose foul-mouthed players chirp and fight their way through a season of hockey. It was created by Jared Kiso, who plays the show's namesake character and also serves as its writer and executive producer. Kiso has made Sudbury a home while filming several seasons of Letterkenny in the region, according to Shorzy executive producer Kara Halfledson. When setting out to write Shorzy, Jared wanted to actually base it in Sudbury, to really celebrate and champion the city he genuinely loves, which has been so good to him and New Metric Media, production company, throughout Letterkenny, she said. Season 2 starts shooting this spring. Another season absolutely means more opportunities to showcase as much of Sudbury and its sights as we can. Our hope is to show off as many local businesses as possible. No spoilers, viewers will have to watch and see. Like the first season, the second season is anticipated to include 6 half-hour episodes following foul-mouthed, chirp-serving, mother-loving, fan-favorite character, Shorzy, Kiso, and the embattled Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs as they continue their quest to never lose again, according to a media release issued by Bell Media. There were 19 film, television productions in Greater Sudbury in 2022, which Fielding said brings the municipality back to where they were pre-pandemic. The city is currently in talks with people behind a few productions for this year, and Fielding said they are receiving inquiries on a nearly daily basis for other potential productions. The first season production of Shorzy contributed $4.8 million to the regional economy, city tourism and culture manager Laura Fielding told Sudbury.com. This includes $2.3 million in labor and the balance spent on accommodations, rentals, suppliers and catering. References to the Greater Sudbury area are peppered throughout the first season, with the team meeting for food at Pepe Panini, hanging out at the Colson, the Doghouse Sports Bar, Caruso Club and the Grand, and playing games at the Sudbury Community Arena. Shorzy is a love letter to our community, so it's great to see so many of our local businesses and establishments showcased in the show, Fielding said. It's really relatable to Sudbury. The roster for the second season includes Taysa Tellis, The 100, as Nat, Harlan Blaine Kiteway Hat, Prey, as Sanguine, Blair LaMora, Paranormal Night Shift, as Zigwan, Kehlani Rose, Flimsy, as Miguan, rapper Jonathan Ismael Diaby as Dolo, former Montreal Canadien, author, and actor Terry Ryan as Hitch, Ryan McDonnell, The Crossing, as Michaels, Max Bouffard, Letterkenny, as JJ Frankie JJ, former Conowake Condor and MMA fighter Andrew, The Cannon, Antsonen as Goody. The characters of Jim, Jim and Jim will again be played by tough guy John, Nasty, Marasty, former Kane center Brandon Nolan, and three-time Stanley Cup winner Jordan Nolan. Listowel's Keegan Long will play Liam, and North Bay's Burke Casaubon will play Corey. It's exciting to see local landmarks celebrated on screen, Mayor Paul Lefebvre told Sudbury.com. The announcement that Shorzy will be getting a second season is good news for our local economy, the television and film sector, and all the talented individuals who contribute to the production of the show, from those behind the scenes to those who take center ice, he said. Go Bulldogs! In late 2021, Greater Sudbury City Council voted to halve Sudbury Community Arena rental rates to accommodate the show's filming. Last year, City Council agreed to a 3-year lease of Capriel Arena Pad No. 1, which was closed early in the pandemic, to serve as a film studio. It's very positive for the community, Ward 7 Coun. Natalie Labbe said of local filming, adding that it's nice to see an otherwise unused section of the Capriel Arena serving a purpose. It creates a little bit of a buzz in the community, she said. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.